When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.
Big one for the Calgary Flames as they try to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. They lead the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 after the first period. Noah Hanifin scored 3:58 into the game. It's his fourth of the season. Early in the second period, the Jets and the Senators tied 1-1. Paul and Scheifele, the goal scorers. Scheifele now has 16 for Winnipeg. 14 minutes into the first, Avalanche up 1-0 on the Blues. A final from earlier today, Minnesota knocking off the Coyotes 5-2. Zuccarello with a couple of goals in that game. And still to come tonight, it's going to be the Golden Knights against the Kings. The Ducks will play the Sharks. In baseball, walk-off homer by Bo Bichette. The Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-4. Basketball tonight, after the first quarter, the Spurs lead the Raptors 32-30. The Oilers practice today. Once again, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins skated before the main group as Calgary just scores again 29 seconds into the second period to go up 2-0 on the Canadiens. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins skated before the main practice, and just like yesterday, head coach Dave Tippett was going to get an update this afternoon. We'll see if he's on the ice tomorrow, as the Oilers will practice at 11, and then they go to Vancouver for the game on Friday, which is scheduled to be right here on 630 CHED with the faceoff show at 5:30 and the game at 7. The Canucks have had the number of players on their COVID protocol list reduced from 16 yesterday to 7 today, but they did not have a full practice today. They were cleared to do some off-ice workouts and some individual on-ice sessions. And JT Miller, a player who was not on the COVID protocol list, was pretty blunt in some of his comments today. And he said, look, quite frankly, I don't think we're ready to play a game.
Yeah, I don't really feel ready at all, I'm being completely honest. Trying to use a couple skates here to get my hockey senses back. The legs aren't going to be there immediately, obviously. And I can't really speak on behalf of my teammates that, you know, have had it, COVID. So it's going to be tough for them to bounce back this quickly and try to play. So I'm just hoping everybody can stay as healthy as they can here. And, you know, that's kind of like my main priority, is try to stay healthy. You know, there's not, I haven't really thought about expectations or how ready to play I'd be. I just know that it's going to be tough to jump back into a game against a really good team. But at the end of the day, hopefully once we get started, the competitive juices will be flowing off the hop. So kind of the card we've been dealt, and we've got to deal with it now.
JT Miller, he was not done there. He was asked flat out, should you be playing on Friday against the Oilers?
It's a hard question. You know, I don't want to be caught agreeing with you and saying that I'm also saying ridiculous here, but I should is a weird word because there's just a lot of moving parts, and I don't know. And you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, that we're even in a scenario like this, but like I keep alluding to in my mind, I guess, is that it is our job. We have to be prepared to play, but at the same time, I mean, I think that whoever, you know, the schedule was made, I understand the guys coming off of 3 weeks of rest, 2 weeks of having COVID, that one practice isn't even close to near enough time to come back and perform at a high level. So, and on that, and not, it's not even about being able to perform. It's nothing to do with hockey at this point. Brutally, honestly, I think that, you know, we're going to need more time than this to come back and play hockey. Even the guys that didn't get it, we're not ready to play. So, it's a decision that was made, and as of now, we're going to be, I guess, ready to play. But I without going too much farther into it, I mean, that's all I can really say at this point. Is it seems like a very high hurdle to try to jump over to try to jam 19 NHL games and against good hockey teams in the month. So
And it's 19 games in 31 days for the Canucks. And you heard him say it, that he feels even the players who didn't have COVID won't be ready to go on Friday after being off the ice for so long. Miller was also asked, how worried are you about your teammates' health?
I mean, that's all I worry about. And it's kind of frustrating, if I'm being 100% honest with you. And we try to talk about, number one priority is players' health and their family safety. And this is, it's almost impossible to achieve that with what they've asked us to do here on our return. So, like I said, I can't speak on behalf of the guys that have had COVID, but I've talked to my teammates a lot, and this hasn't been obviously that easy. There's different for everybody. And, you know, for them to try to come back and play, like I just talked to, is going to be very challenging and not very safe, if you're asking me. And I'm sure that there's other people that would agree with that. So I don't know what it's going to take for us to try to avoid injury, stay healthy, whatever it may be. This is going to be a really tough task to try to handle. And I don't know what the right answer is, or I'm just trying to, you know, all I can do is control, I guess, myself from at this point. And if we are, I'm planning on playing Friday. I'm trying to play a good game for my team, so I guess I could focus on that.
That is JT Miller of the Vancouver Canucks, who will have a practice tomorrow, a morning skate on Friday, the game on Friday against the Oilers. They are getting back into it hardcore. They will have 5 games in 7 days, starting Friday, 9-14. They're going to have 6 back-to-backs between now and the end of the season. And as I mentioned, 19 games in 31 days. And Miller really speaking out about that. He didn't get the, well, this is the hand we're dealt, and we got to give 100% and roll with it. Obviously, he's expressing a lot of reservations about the Canucks being able to come back and play at anywhere near the level necessary, needed in the National Hockey League. Now, before that, the Oilers held their practice and did their Zoom interviews today, and Leon Draisaitl was asked about the game Friday going ahead.
I mean, we're preparing, for this game to happen. So I think we're going to play. Obviously, I don't know the details at all, but we're getting ready for the game on Friday.
All right. And Dave Tippett was also asked about the possibility of the game being postponed.
We're anticipating it's on, you know, until we hear different, our travel plans and our practice schedule and everything has been set up that we're going. So I haven't heard any different, but I guess we'll just have to monitor day to day. But right now we're scheduled to go there tomorrow afternoon still.
I don't get the sense that anything is going to change. The NHL wants to finish the season. They want to get to 56 games for every team. That's what they've said. Other teams have had their schedules rearranged and have had to miss time because of COVID. Clearly, the NHL Players Association is on board with this as well. But it was pretty interesting to hear JT Miller come out and say what he said. You are welcome to chime in, 780-496-0063. You can follow me on Twitter at Reid Wilkins, ReidWilkins. The email, insidesports@630ched.com. Cam Moon, when we get back. Rudy coming up between 6:30 and 7. We'll go into the curling bubble in Calgary and speak to Brendan Botcher, the Brier champ. Hey, they didn't go as far as they wanted in Worlds, but they're having a great season. Brendan will break down that for us. But I'm pleased to welcome back to the show my good friend, play-by-play for the Oilers here on 6:30 Ched and the Oilers Radio Network. It's Cam Moon. Hey, Cam, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing very well. How's it going there tonight?
I am doing well. Got the Montreal-Calgary game on the tube. Like I mentioned, it's 2-0 for the Flames. We often, these segments with you and me are pretty lighthearted, and we try to start with a quip or two or some back and forth. I kind of don't feel like doing that tonight, given what JT Miller came out and put on the record this afternoon. And I played the key clips. There's a couple more comments I'll drop in as we go throughout the show. But I'm just wondering your impression, Cam, because I thought that was pretty strong and And by no way am I saying he was wrong or questioning it, but I think a little surprising too that he came out that strong.
I was impressed with his candor and honesty in his answers. And I don't know that it's very difficult to really say unless you're in it, and he's in it, and that's the way he feels. So it's tough to go against that. And I understand that the NHL really wants to get these games in and get things moving. And you remember when, Montreal was off and then they came back and only practiced once and had to play. And now, mind you, they weren't, they didn't have the majority of the team that was sick, and Vancouver's in that situation. So JT Miller has now lived it. So his opinion was asked and he gave it, which I appreciate. That if that's how you feel, then say that's how you feel, and he did. I would like to think, and I have to take their word for it, that doctors, whether it be with the National Hockey League or affiliated with the team or what have you, have given the okay for this to have a game on Friday. I have to take their word for it, too. They're the people that went to school and have medical degrees. So it's hard to say when you're, sitting on your couch that they're right or they're wrong, unless you're in the middle of it. So, yeah, it's a tough situation. It's a tough situation the entire season for all these teams. And I thought it was although different, but still a tough situation for the Edmonton Oilers, who had to deal with 4 games and 6 nights all on the road and had to go across the country twice and then play after a celebration of life of their teammate Colby Cave. So Oilers got dealt a tough situation there. Different. Again, I'm saying it's different. Oilers weren't dealing with illness like the Vancouver Canucks have. So I think it's tough. If everybody's safe and the Vancouver Canucks aren't in any sort of peril by playing, then I mean, it is tough when you only got one practice and you're not going to be at your best. And even whether you were sick or not, you're not going to be at your best. It is a tough situation. I understand, and I have empathy for the Canucks and for JT Miller for sure.
Yeah, and we should emphasize here that JT Miller is not, and there is not a concern about, oh, these players still have COVID and they're going to give it to the Oilers. That's not the concern. But what Miller is saying, look, like you said, we're out of shape. Like, we haven't played.
Yeah.
And now we don't just play Friday. We play well more than every second day between now and the end of the season. I don't get a sense the NHL is going to back off and reschedule this game or postpone it. We'll see what happens. I'm sure they'll have to deal with these comments and move on from there. Hey, I got to touch on something else with you. You and I talked about it a bit at the rink yesterday. Memorial Cup is not going to happen. You didn't, no hair fell out of your head with surprise when you saw that announcement. I just wonder if we're going to see any form of playoffs in the Western Hockey League. I mean, I think crowning a league champion is already out of the question. I don't even know if they're going to play down within the divisions they have.
Just my guess. And first of all, no more hair can fall out of my head, Reed, as you know. There's not much left. I wasn't surprised when the Memorial Cup was gonged. I would think, just from the outside looking in now, I would say the chances of playing playoffs, I would say, are extremely thin. And the reason I say that is the teams aren't, there's no fans in the stands. There's no, money coming in here. And for them to prolong what they're doing with playoffs, to me, I just can't see it happening. I don't see the sense in it. The playing is for the showcasing of the players, and good on the league and all the league owners to make sure that happened, that they could showcase these players, whether it be for pro or for university, whatever. Playoffs, I just can't see it, which is too bad, because especially from an Edmonton Oil King point of view, I mean, last year, a great team that I would say was in the mix with any of the top, among the top four in the WHL. I wouldn't say there was like one team that was going to win it. Any of those top four could have won it, of which Edmonton was one of those. And I'd say the same thing again this year. So I feel bad for the Oil King players that could have been a part of a championship, or at the very least, a good long WHL playoff run, which 2 years ago they were, as they went to the Eastern Conference Final and then eventually lost to the WHL champion Prince Albert Raiders. That was a fun run to watch. But yeah, I can't see there being playoffs. So I see the Habs got on the board, though, and cut the Flames lead to 2-1. So there you go.
It was Kulak, the former Vancouver Giant. I believe he grew up in Stoney, didn't he? He might be from Stoney Plain. First goal of the season. First goal in 96 games. He looked like Bobby Orr on that rush, jumping in and finishing.
Yeah, that was some finish. Yeah, he is from around here. That's correct. And did play for the Vancouver Giants. So good on him. Always nice to see the local guys do well.
There we go. You're one of them, Mooner. Thanks for hopping on the show tonight. We'll see you at practice tomorrow. Hopefully Nuge is out there, and hopefully everything's looking good for that game, man. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, Reed.
That is Cam Moon. He has some of our radio play-by-play on 630 Ched this year. Jack Michael's still doing some games as well. Cam is scheduled to call Friday's game against the Canucks. We'll have a little bit more from JT Miller when we get back. Kelly Rudy is coming up. We'll keep you updated on the scoreboard. It is Inside Sports on 630 Chet. Back after the news. What's going on in the National Hockey League? 5 minutes left in the second period. Calgary leading Montreal 2-1. Jets and Senators tied 1-1. Final seconds of the second period there. After the first period, the Avs and the Blues are even at 1. And a final from earlier, it was the Wild knocking off the Coyotes 5-2. In baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-4. Bo Bichette homered twice, including the walk-off winner. NBA tonight, the Raptors lead San Antonio 58-57. That one is after the half. Also from the NHL, Jack Eichel, who already hasn't played since March 7th, the Sabres saying he's going to be out the rest of the year because of a neck injury. The Oilers did practice today. No Nuge with the team. Once again, he did skate for about 45 minutes beforehand, according to head coach Dave Tippett. So he will get an update on him, and we'll see if Nuge can be part of the main group tomorrow. They're hoping he can return for Friday in Vancouver and then Saturday against the Winnipeg Jets. Now, the Canucks will have their first full practice since the COVID situation tomorrow. There were some guys working out today and skating sort of with individual sessions, but they haven't had a full team practice. JT Miller, who was not one of the guys on the COVID protocol list, and the down to 7 guys now today from 16 yesterday. But JT Miller commented today on the Canucks schedule the rest of the way.
It's just a little, it's kind of crazy. I know that everybody's got a job to do, but to expect pretty much our entire team to be ready to play and one practice in a pregame skate is a little bit hard to comprehend. And when I say looking out for people's health and my family and my teammates and their families, I mean, for the guys that are going to play, this is going to be a really tough challenge. And, even for me, skating a couple of times and, my lungs are screaming and definitely not in game shape at all right now from sitting around and doing much. And I couldn't imagine what these guys are going to have to go through to get back and be ready to play at a high level against, we're playing two of the best players in the entire world on Friday and another one of the best teams in the league on Saturday. So I never thought I'd be in this scenario in my career. It's going to be a start of a really long stretch, short but hard stretch at the end of the year here. So a reaction, I don't know. It's not ideal, obviously, for anybody, but we have a job to do, I guess, and I don't know.
That is JT Miller. A lot of strong comments today. He is not feeling good about the Canucks coming back from COVID and playing after just one practice. For further discussion on that, we'll look into the NHL trade deadline as well. He's our weekly guest here at Inside Sports, former NHL goaltender, now a broadcaster with the NHL on Rogers. He is powered by Sentinel Storage. Shop Canadian, store Canadian. Try 4 weeks free. Visit sentinelstorage.ca. It's Kelly Rudy. Kelly, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Reed. Busy day, and even though I'm not working today, it just seems as though there are things you have to take care of in your personal life. I've been really busy, of course, with the trade deadline show and doing a game last night and getting ready for a busy weekend. So, yeah, I got to do a little bit of running around.
Well, I'm glad you're making time to come on the show, of course, tonight. We love having you. And I want to talk to you about the trade deadline because that's a big story, I think, from a couple of different angles that we can get into. But a story that's getting a lot of chatter this afternoon, I've played some clips here on my show. JT Miller of the Vancouver Canucks, pretty blunt about his level of discomfort, I'll say, with the Canucks coming back and playing on Friday. What do you make of all that?
Well, he's right. And I really feel badly for the Vancouver Canucks. They're 10 points out of a playoff position right now. And I'm looking at their schedule as we're speaking, and it's unfathomable. Like, I just can't imagine as a player looking at that and going, how in the world am I supposed to be physically ready after he said, one practice and then one morning skate after going through COVID? Having those effects, I don't know how badly all of them felt, but nonetheless, it's not even a concern of mine in that sense. It's they were still dealing with the effects of COVID, and now asking them to do this would be awfully difficult. Now, having said that, looking at it from the other side, I don't see a way in which the NHL could have done it differently. I really don't, and I've been on record tons saying I really truly believe that Gary Bettman and Bill Daly and everybody else associated and the NHLPA, they really do have the health and safety of every player first and foremost. But under these circumstances, everything's different, right? And I just don't know if there's any other solution. And so while I said I really feel badly for Miller and his teammates, what possibly could anybody have done differently? I don't see another way to get in games. I just don't. I'm looking at you, but I'm flipping through their schedule on my iPad, and I'm thinking, how could you even compete at that level given that grind? But you know, I don't know. If you have a better answer, fill me in, because I don't.
Well, and it was interesting that he – And to what, quite honestly, Kelly, in some ways refreshing. I mean, I am criticizing him for saying that, because sometimes we get a little tired of cliches, or you feel like no matter what question you ask, you're going to get the same answer. So, I mean, I don't know if the Canucks knew he was going to say that. I don't know if he'll be talked to and someone will tell him, we wish you hadn't have done that. But I mean, it was refreshing to get the honesty as opposed to, well, we're going to give 110% and let the chips fall where they may.
Oh, I'm with you there. And if I were somebody in the Canucks organization, I wouldn't tell him, I wish you didn't say that. I would say, I appreciate your honesty. And we all feel the same way. I mean, they have what, 6 games and 9 nights. Now, I know this isn't much of a, something favorable, but at least all those first games are at home. So, they'll be around their family members and help them deal with whatever they're going through. That's small consolation. I totally get that. But, you know, it's like I said, we've never seen anything like this, right? And to a certain degree, Montreal has the same type of schedule. Now, Montreal had time to get back into shape to a certain degree, right? Like they didn't go right from COVID protocol into one day of practice and a game day skate and then off you go. They had some time to get back, you know, and you'll never get back in shape if you're off for 2 weeks and then you get just a few days. I mean, that's not how this business works. I mean, I've probably told you over the years, Reed, if I went 2 days and certainly 3 days without seeing pucks, it was a huge adjustment getting back into it. It just really was. And I have a similar story in a different livelihood. So many years ago, I was able to go up in a CF-18 with the Royal Canadian Air Force. It was a remarkable trip out of Cold Lake, and it was a true on training session. So it wasn't a sightseeing trip over Edmonton towards Jasper and head back. Like, we were doing full-on maneuvers, and it was unbelievable. The point I'm making, you know, when you're an athlete and you're at that high level, any time away can potentially take away from your performance. So I asked these pilots, you know, I got sick twice in the flight because it was so, you know, you're flying upside down. We're pulling about 8 G's, I believe. And it was crazy. And I asked the pilots, like, do you ever get sick? And they go, yeah, if I go on holiday for a week and I come back, all of a sudden I'm like you, you know, I've got to get used to it. And that surprised me a great deal. But, you know, I think that just puts in terms of, you know, it's all relative. If, you know, if your mind and your brain and your eyes and your everything's all connected and you're used to something, then you can find a way to navigate. But if, you know, if everything's thrown in a different direction for a short amount of time, it affects us.
Kelly Rudy joining us on Inside Sports. That is an amazing story, by the way. I hadn't told me that one before. That is really good. Former NHL goaltender, now broadcaster with the NHL on Rogers, joins us every week here on the show. You mentioned the trade deadline. That was the headline grabber for the NHL this week. From an Oilers standpoint, they got Dmitry Kulikov. I don't know if you have any take on this guy or what you think of his play.
Oh, yeah. He's a solid player. You'll really learn to appreciate him. He's not too flashy at all, but he is a solid defender. He's great at the first pass. I think even Ken Holland said that in his presser about him, that he mentioned that. He makes really good decisions. I think that what most people maybe don't realize about him, that he plays with an edge. You know, you think that he's kind of a guy that plays a quiet game, but he's got some edge to him. And I really like him. I really like where he's, I think he might be slotted in. I know Ken Holland talked about he's not sure where, and, you know, I'm only guessing, but I think Nurse and Barry are going to stay together. And I could see Kulikov paired with Larson, because their last game, you know, by the way, I mean, this is all in the context of last game they played, unusual circumstances in that day too. They had the Colby Cave Memorial. They were exhausted. You know, they'd played so many games and so many nights, and they weren't happy with that. But I just didn't think Caleb Jones was ready. Unfortunately, he made a fantastic play defensively on Dylan Dubé on the first Flames goal, but he swiped the puck away, as you remember, with his hand, went right to Mangiapane. He fired over to Monahan, and I believe Jones, I could be off, but I think he only had two or three shifts the rest of that period. He played ballpark around 12 minutes that night, the lowest of any Oilers defenseman. So I could see maybe Chris Russell going down with Ethan Bear on that third pairing. I'd like to see that. I think, you know, and your listeners know, I'm a big fan of Chris Russell. He's a super human being, and I think Ethan Bear is going to be a really good player for a long time. So I can see how this Kulikov trade has really helped the Oilers' defense. And then it gives the other guys time to develop, right? You know, Bouchard and others. I just think when you slot in guys that have experience, what's Kulikov played? I think 715 games ballpark. And I recall writing down some notes. I think he's played 24 playoff games. So that brings in a guy that's not going to be nervous, you know, in this experience. And so I think it's a really solid, smart move.
And, you know, I think Montreal, some tweaking. I think the Stahl trade from a couple of weeks ago. Winnipeg, to me, was surprisingly quiet. I think, Kelly, and I'm curious to get your take, because I had Jack on last night and he didn't totally agree with me. I think, to me, Toronto further separated, you know, on paper. And I know it's played on the ice. But I think Toronto further separated Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I do, too. I'm totally in your camp. Coming into this year, to me, and from previous years watching the Leafs, and I've been critical of them because although they're super talented, I thought they were super soft, and they'd lose so easily in the playoffs, and you could take their will and spirit away if you just played harder than them. And what Kyle Dubas and the organization have done in the last little while is just nothing short of, I think, remarkable, because they've still retained their ultra-talented players, But they've added some guys that just really understand how to play the game the right way. Like Riley Nash is a really, really good player. Depending where he's going to be slotted, I'm not sure. Foligno, we know, is a great pro. He plays with edge. The additions earlier in the year of Wayne Simmons is one of the guys. Now, I know Simmons is really struggling coming back from that broken wrist, I believe it was, and I covered him last night, and he's got a lot of try in his game right now, but the hands aren't quite working, so depending if he can find that here in the next month before playoffs. But I really like their team. I just think that they're way different. Although they look on the surface to be the same team they have been previously, I think they're far different. And I am curious to see how far they can go in these playoffs, simply because previously they've disappointed everybody. And that's a pretty obvious statement, but I don't think they will now.
Yeah, I like how you put that, for sure. Well, Kelly, thanks for checking in. Of course, we'll do this again next week. Going to be a lot more to talk about by then. Enjoy your evening, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Reed. Take care, bud.
That is Kelly Rudy. So he likes Kulikov, and he hears what JT Miller is throwing down from the Vancouver Canucks. JT Miller not happy, and don't think the Canucks are in good enough shape to be able to play the Oilers on Friday night. You can always chime in, 780-496-0063. We got some phone lines open if you want to weigh in on that. And, of course, Kelly's appearance powered by Sentinel Storage. Shop Canadian, store Canadian. Try 4 weeks free. Visit sentinelstorage.ca. End of the second period now in Montreal. Flames continue to lead the Canadiens 2-1. Back after the break. Yes, indeed. You get a canned ham with the podcast. We'll even play some Def Leppard while we deliver it. That's how dedicated we are. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. Inside Sports on 630 Chet. Very blunt message here from Rob, texting into the show, 780-496-0063, about the Canucks getting back to action on Friday. And about JT Miller's comments today that they're simply not going to be ready to play, and he's worried about the health of his teammates. Rob says, I think the NHL is stupid for making them play. Imagine if somebody gets badly hurt. Short and sweet and to the point from Rob. Meanwhile, Mark says, we got a couple of Marks that text the show. I don't think this is one of the regular guys. He says, hi, Reed. The thing is, the NHL can't keep the Oilers waiting and waiting. And why should people feel sorry for the Canucks? Let's look at this from the Oilers' standpoint, for example. They've had schedule changes and a brutal back-to-back coming up. They play in Vancouver, long flight to Winnipeg, lose a couple hours, and then I believe that it's a 9 p.m. game in Winnipeg. And then they have to fly home and play again a day later. That is from Mark on the text line. And yes, you do have the schedule correct. Now, it starts a little earlier than usual in Vancouver. A lot of times the games in Vancouver start at 8 o'clock Mountain. Tomorrow's game is, or Friday's game is 7 o'clock Mountain. And then they do go to Winnipeg. And yeah, it's a 9 p.m. Central Time game in Vancouver. So it's the late game in Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday, 8 o'clock here in Edmonton. And I think what Mark is saying is that a lot of teams have had to deal with schedule changes and difficult schedules and being tired and all that kind of stuff. So I think he's saying, why should the Canucks be treated any different? I think the counterpoint to that is simply how long the Canucks, I mean, it's been over 3 weeks since they've had a game. So two sides of the debate there coming in on the text line. Dave Tippett today was asked about that travel from Vancouver to Winnipeg.
It is what it is. The schedule was, we know it's had some quirks this year because of the situation, and you just have to deal with the hand that you're dealt, and that's the hand we've been dealt here. So it's not an ideal situation, but there's no excuses. You got to do what you got to do. We've got an early game on Friday night, and so we get in there a little bit earlier than anticipated, and then the game in Winnipeg on Saturday night's not till 9 o'clock, so we'll have some time in between, but it's you just have to deal with it and focus on what you have to do to win, and we'll be there to play.
All right, so that's Dave Tippett, the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Leon Draisaitl also spoke today. He was asked about his assessment of the team after the trade deadline.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I think that Dimitri is going to help us. Obviously, he has experience, and I think he's had a pretty good year, so he's gonna definitely help us. And we're excited to head down to the final stretch and go into the playoffs.
So the Oilers last played on Saturday, did not skate Sunday and Monday, practice yesterday and today. Dave Tippett commented on handling that stretch.
From a coach's standpoint, you try to make sure you're trying to spin it the right way. Like, we needed some rest here, just mentally and physically, a couple days rest. And then this really, you know, the trade deadline on Monday, and you got your team in order. We got 14 games left. We've used these, you know, the last couple days to really dig into some of the stuff that we need to make sure we're having place for the stretch drive. So the practice days have been good. A little bit of rest has been good. But that being said, you got to deal with what's in front of you. And, we play 4 games in 6 days, and then we've got a few more days off again. So you try to maximize what you're doing, whether it's game day or practice day. Players, I think, like to get in a rhythm where they're, you know, there's not too many days off in between games. They'd like to, they're, like you say, they're creatures of habit, but their habit is they would much rather play games than practice. So, you know, there's that happy balance there, but you try to maximize what you're doing, whether it's a practice day or make sure you have energy for the games. And you have to recognize it's a little bit of a different year, that you're going to have to deal with some things that probably aren't normal.
A little bit there from Dave Tippett. Brendan Botcher, one of our guests in the next hour.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.